The best station on the planet.
The best is back.
Having the Mondayest Monday ever.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me, here on your hit music station, Mix 1077 and mymix1077.com. Want to remind you, 2022 starting off in the Big Deal Store. Get a discount every time you buy easttexasradio.com. Be sure that you hit them up. It's the Big Deal Store. All right, it is survey time, and this is a survey by Slick Deals about the top 10 financial goals for 2022. That's right. So get out the pen and paper, or maybe just take some notes on your phone. That would work too. Top 10 financial goals for 2022. Number 10, investing money. Yeah, there's an old saying that goes, the best time to invest was 10 years ago. The second best time to invest is right now. However that may be, just be sure that you're smart and have an idea about what it is you're doing. Number 9, switching to a different bank. That's an interesting one. Switching to a different bank. Number 8, spending money more wisely. I think we could all do that a little bit. Spending money more wisely. I'm not going to lie. I booked a trip to Mexico yesterday. Spend money more wisely, yeah. All right. Number 7, improving your credit score. That's always a little bit of a tricky one, isn't it? It's like, oh, I made another payment. Let's see. Up 1 point. All right, cool. Oh, no, I missed a payment. It's a day late. Let's go. 14 points down. Well, that doesn't seem like it weighs the same. All right, number 6. Reallocating a monthly budget. These are the top 10 financial goals for 2022. Reallocate a monthly budget. That's right. Number 5, applying for a credit card or credit increase, which is the exact same thing as improving credit scores. So they put it on here twice. I guess that goes to show how important and how much credit weighs. Number 4, using a savings app. This is interesting because I do use an app called Acorns, and I like it. I'm not going to lie. I like it. Made money, saved money. I'm a fan. Number 3, top 10 financial goals for 2022, seek out deals or coupons when shopping. Yeah, just saving a little bit of money. Like I said, Big Deal Store open, easttexasradio.com. Number 2, removing unnecessary bills. Yes. Sometimes you don't even realize it. You're still paying $2 a month, $1.99 a month for that workout app that you downloaded or that whatever or this or that. And yeah, you don't use it. Get rid of it. And the number 1 financial goal for 2022, getting out of debt. I don't think that's a yearly goal. That is a lifetime goal. Now, if it's like a car, I get it. But if you've got like a car and a house, that's a little, that's tough for 1 year. Unless you got them all dwindled down, you know what I mean? So there you go. Top financial goals of 2022 from Slick Deals on Mix 1077 and mymix1077.com. Good morning. Time for your trending topics brought to you by Sonic Drive-In, your morning drink stop Monday through Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m. Large drinks are only 99 cents.
Trending now
on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. So ABC says tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot is up to $610 million. The cash payout is $434 million. And you know what I always say? If you want to complain about taxes like in your everyday life, you know, what's getting taken out of your paycheck, by all means, go ahead. I'm right there with you. Believe me. But if you were to win the lottery and you end up with $434 million, don't complain about the taxes that were taken out. There's a big monumental difference there. You're still going home with nearly $500 million. You'll be okay. Oh, man. All right, so Channel 7 News says a meat shortage is looming because meat workers don't have enough access to rapid COVID tests. The shortage could begin within 2 weeks and could last for as long as a year. Yikes. Oh, that's rough. Hey, I'll tell you this. As long as there is chicken, turkey, and fish, I'll be good. I can do without the pork and the beef and stuff like that, but chicken, turkey, fish, I'll be all right. Now, how about this? TMZ says Betty White's hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, plans to honor her on January 17th, which would be her birthday, with her own Betty White Day. Personally, I think it should be a national holiday. I love Betty White. Oh, man, I hate that I was in a public place whenever I saw that she passed. Yeah, that's, you know, people look at you funny like, why is that guy crying? Because, man, we lost a legend. A legend we thought would live forever. Now, here's the thing. Some people would, like, I'd be texting with someone about it, and they'd be like, dude, she was 100. I mean, come on. And I'm like, yeah, but I thought she was going to make it to, like, 175, to be honest. Just keeping it real with you. That was kind of how I was living my life in regard to Betty White. All right, moving along. Last thing I've got for you. Pop Culture Magazine says Captain America star Chris Evans is in talks to star in a new movie about Gene Kelly. Yeah. The movie is about a 12-year-old boy who creates an imaginary friendship with Kelly while working at MGM in 1952. So, still kind of along the same lines of, you know, Captain America. The old back-in-the-day type stuff. There you go.
Midway to the weekend.
That's Banners, Someone to You, here on your hit music station. Mix 107.7 in MyMix, 107.7.com. Boy, do we have an intriguing survey coming your way here in just a second. But first, I got to tell you about the Big Deal Store. Again, easttexasradio.com. Be sure you hit it up. Discounts every time you buy. Every time that you buy. All right. So I found a couple of things. Dating surveys. Along with a body survey. A new survey by Good Housekeeping reveals that 17% of people would be willing to shave a year or more off their life in exchange for the ideal body. I am stunned that that's only 17%. I would absolutely do this. No questions asked, 100%. For the ideal body, shave 1 year off your life. Let me just put it this way. Let's say I were to go at 86. Heck, 76. Something of the sort. 75, but for the rest of my life from here on until then, I have the ideal body. Sign me up. I can't imagine the backlash against that. I mean, obviously, if you're like, no, I want that extra year to live. Oh, that, by all means, you know, do you. Like, I wouldn't tell you not to do that or that you're wrong. No, it's an individual thing. You know, it's your own personal preference. Me, I'd be like, take the year. Take it. Yeah. Give me those abs, baby. Now, here's the other part, though. 11% of people say they would give up lovemaking in exchange for their ideal body. We ain't going there. No siree. And only 6% of people are happy with their body. So to that, I would say either A, learn to love yourself as you are. You're beautiful. Regardless, you are beautiful. Or if you're not happy, find a way to make yourself happy. Either learn to love yourself, or you can make a change. One or the other. Hey, it's still January. You know what I'm saying? Still time for that resolution. I hope you find that love within yourself, regardless of what your body looks like. You're still a beautiful person. Now, here's the top 5 dating app turnoffs, according to a new survey by Wales Online. Cropping their ex out of a photo and using it as their profile picture. You know, people are like, I see you're in a tux and there's an arm around your shoulder. Like, I can see the hand. Come on. When a guy posts a picture of himself, oh, this is hilarious, posing with a fish he's caught, 62% say this is a turnoff on dating apps. 54% say no pets in the photo. People want to see your fur baby. They want to see that puppy. They want to see, actually, it says no pets, but here's the thing. Way back, I would have a picture of my cats and people would be like, that's kind of weird. This dude has cats. Oh, well, it turned out splendidly for me, believe me. How about this? Top five dating app turnoffs. 51% say one word answers. Yeah, I could see that. First message. Hey, nice to match with you. How are you? Good. All right. What is someone supposed to do with that? Good. Oh, that's great. You know, I'm doing good myself. Thanks for asking. Tell me more about your day. It was okay, man. All right, I'm out. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, and the final one, 48%. Top five dating app turnoffs. 48% say when you turn someone down and they don't take rejection very well. Yeah. Take the hint, fellas. Take the hint. When I met you in Thursday. Florida man doesn't get a straw at a tax on McDonald's employee. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with a pizza. Florida man arrested hanging on traffic lights. Florida man. All right, everybody, settle down now. Gather around. Let me tell you a story about a Florida dog who recently sold his home for $29 million. Let me repeat that. A Florida dog sells his home for $29 million. Inside Edition says a Miami estate owned by a German shepherd has been sold for $29 million. German Countess Carlotta Livenstein left her estate to her dog, Gunther IV. The home was originally for sale for $31.7 million, but the German Shepherd was like, in this economy, though, you know? It's a 9-bedroom mansion, all of which just plastered in Good Boy. It sits on 51,000 square feet. And before she died, Carlotta created a corporation to take care of Gunther and his inheritance. So not only does Gunther IV, not only did he have a $30 million estate, but also had plenty of help as well. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I just couldn't see him sweeping the kitchen now, could you? This is just wild to me. I have four cats, and I gotta say, if I were to make a will, I love my cats, make no mistake about it, but I would not be like, yeah, the house goes to Abed. The car goes to Little Shooty. Those are two of my cats. I'm gonna have to find something for the other two so they don't feel left out, right? It's
And now, the Roundtable Discussion with Stevie J and Ivy Lee.
And welcome to the Roundtable Discussion. I'm Stevie J. Welcome into the studio, Miss Ivy Lee.
Friday.
Yes.
Cheesecake.
Absolutely. Do what? Friday cheesecake.
It's my cheat day, so today my cheat is going to be cheesecake. I was thinking it might be donuts, but then I'm like, no, that's not good enough.
How about
it's a cheesecake?
So it's going to be a cheats cake day.
Yes, exactly.
Is it?
Maybe I could get a cheesecake donut.
That would.
I don't know. Never mind. Sorry.
That should be a thing, shouldn't it?
It. I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's called something else. Probably something French.
Okay. Here's how it goes today. Dear Stevie J, my 11-year-old son was acting weird yesterday, so I sat him down and questioned him. He cracked and told me he cheated on an exam. I was furious. I sent him to his room without dinner. I'm thinking about having him tell his teacher what he did. I also know without a passing grade, he could fail the class. What do I do? He's promised to never cheat again. Should I let it go? What kind of parent am I if I do this? I always found this to be interesting.
First, I have a question. How do you know when your 11-year-old is acting weird enough to sit him down? Because most 11-year-olds I know are weird all the time. And that's just the point of being 11. But kudos to you for noticing the extra weirdness in your 11-year-old.
I mean, it sounds like it's this parent's, you know, it's this parent's kid.
Right.
You know your kid better than anyone.
Right.
So I could imagine that they would be able to see some type of sign and, you know, maybe like...
Maybe I just had too many 11-year-olds at the same time. I don't
sitting down, like, staring blankly into space. You could just see wheels turning. I don't know. I'm just saying the parent is going to... Parent's going to be able to notice something out of the ordinary with the kid.
Maybe I just had too many kids in my house at the same time, all around the age of 11. There was a lot of weirdness going on in my house for a while.
Yeah,
but
I would imagine.
As to your question, what should I do? Yes, it's kind of like, did you ever steal that candy bar from that convenience store and your mama found out and made you go back and give it back or pay for it and walked you by your ear into the store?
I get the premise. I never did that, but yes.
Yeah.
No.
Same premise.
Okay.
Yes, I would make him fess up. And yes, I understand that if without that failing, with a failing grade, he may fail the class. But that means he's going to work extra hard not to. So
I can see either side. Like, here's the thing. I think you're better to do that, what you just said, currently right now at 11.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you.
It's easier at 11.
It's so much easier at
42.
11. And try to, well, here's where I'm going. It's easier at 11, where, what are we, in the fifth grade or so, you know, fourth or fifth grade. You go get it corrected, get it handled, all right, and make sure that the kid just puts in the effort to study to make the good grade from then on out. Try to instill that now, because I tell you, it is a much, much more complicated discussion once they get to high school and you're talking about
credits and an exam, graduating.
Well, an exam that could be the difference in $25,000 in scholarships versus not getting that money. Because at that point, I'm like, look, try harder, but keep your mouth shut.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or else you're going to have to come up with that $25,000 somewhere else.
Well, also with the 11-year-old and taking care of it now, that sets the precedent for them. And they remember that because they're very impressionable at this age. So, plus they've got the whole rest of the year to work it up, you know?
Yeah. The rest of the semester, sure.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that it's because this is an 11-year-old in the fourth or fifth grade, I'm not sure exactly, but you can just lay that foundation of, yeah, that's wrong. We're going to go see your teacher. You're going to explain what happened. We're going to ask if you can retake the test. And if she says no, or he says no, then sorry, that's that. And you'll have to live with the consequence. And hopefully you learn to be better in the future. It's better to do it at 11 than it is 16 or 17 when there's much, much more on the line.
Or 42.
If you're still taking high school tests at 42, yes, also that.